Beloved, this is the day.
Yes.
That the Lord has made.
Amen.
I will rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
For he has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad.
Amen.
So good to be here with y'all today. Nikki and I have been out on the lake. We took our son's boat, went out fishing. Didn't even get a bite. Went to all that trouble.
No.
You know what? We enjoyed ourselves.
Yes, we did. Even all the little quirks and problems.
Oh, yeah. And guess what? We had the best bologna and cheese sandwiches you ever put in your mouth.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, there's nothing like a bologna sandwich. There is nothing like being outdoors and just enjoying the things of God.
Amen.
I want to thank God that Nikki and I are still able to get out and do these things. And at the same time, heart is grieved for those that are bedbound.
Yes.
For those in the nursing homes.
Yes.
Never get out to do anything.
Amen.
And I just praise God for the way that he's trusted Pastor Nikki and I to go into the nursing home.
Yes.
And, you know, it's good to know that you have a purpose.
Amen.
God has a purpose for you and me.
Yes, just abide in him and he'll do a great work through you.
He will. Let's go to the Lord in prayer and then we're going to worship the Lord. I know that Pastor Nikki has a good message and we're just going to be together today. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we humbly come before you. At the same time, we can boldly come before your throne of mercy and grace.
Yes.
At the same time, Lord, we realize that you're a holy God and no man or woman can stand before you unless they have the blood of Jesus, unless they have that precious Son of God's forgiveness of sins. And then we can rush into the throne room and
Amen.
We can enjoy your presence. I want to thank you today for your love and your mercy. I want to thank you, Lord, for all that you've provided for us. And we just pray for those that are suffering through the
yes.
Ukraine war and Russia
yes.
And,
yes.
and just throughout the world. And even in our own country, we are so divided over what's right and what's wrong. God,
yes.
show us without a shadow of a doubt what is right. And your word says that people will call evil good and good evil. Lord, I pray you turn this thing around. Oh, Lord, have mercy on the United States of America.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for those that love you and that are born again in government, in the healthcare work field. And just thank you, Lord, for those that really love you that's in the so-called church of today. And Father, we just pray right now for your favor and your anointing. And Lord, we pray if there's one that is strayed away or one that is lost and on their way to hell, let today be the day that their life is turned around. They know
yes.
that they're loved.
Yes.
And they know that there's a God in heaven that created them to have the joy of your Son, Jesus, Father.
Amen.
And to be born again.
Yes.
Let it happen today, God.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus'
Thank you,
name. Bless those that are watching and those that will watch on down the road. In Jesus' wonderful name, our
yes.
Messiah. And everybody says,
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I tell you what, let's do. Let's just praise the Lord. What do you say?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That my Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that my Lord has made. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice.
Rejoice always, beloved.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, yes. Rejoice always.
You know, there's sometimes we just don't feel like rejoicing. Amen.
But we can't go by our feelings.
Can't go by our feelings. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Nikki, would you come and give us a word today?
Oh.
Oh, this, oh, beloved, we love you. We praise the Lord for you. And we pray for you. We pray all the time that the Lord would bless our brothers and sisters with his anointing, that you would always be strong in faith, that you would continue to believe, that you would do all things heartily as unto the Lord. Oh, beloved, how he loves us. And do you love him? Do you remember what Jesus said to Peter after he rose from the dead? Oh, this being the week that we remember Jesus dying, paying the price for our sin, and then rising from the tomb, which we'll celebrate this coming Sunday, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And after the resurrection, he visited the disciples several times, and he said to Peter, do you remember that scene where he's on the seashore and he's fixing some fish, and Peter is out in the boat with some of the other disciples, and Jesus invites them to come and dine. And then he says to Peter these words in John. You remember how Jesus told Peter that he would deny him 3 times. And Peter thought he could die for Jesus because he loved Jesus very, very much. But you know, it's hard when you think about your own flesh and dying to self. And when it came time for Peter to say, yes, that's my Savior, that's my Lord, that's the Messiah, he denied him 3 times. And then, oh, our precious Lord gave him 3 opportunities to say, yes, Lord, I love you. I love you. Listen, Jesus said, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He must have meant the other brothers that were there with him, the other fishermen. Yeah. And he said, Peter, do you love me more than these? Because Jesus knew he loved his brothers that he fished with. He saith unto them, Peter said to him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And then Jesus said to him, feed my lambs. He saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And he saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he saith unto him, feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, because Jesus said to him 3 times, do you love me? And Peter said to him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. And Jesus saith unto him, feed my sheep. You know what that says to me? That if we love Jesus,
amen,
we're going to feed his sheep. And who are his sheep? They are all those out in the world that either don't know him, or those who do know him, but who need feeding. And years ago, Pastor Buck heard these same words from the Lord, feed my sheep. And then the Lord showed him who those sheep were going to be. And they were the sheep in the nursing homes. They were the sheep in our church up in Indian Meadows. They were the sheep wherever we went.
Yes, amen.
What a privilege to be full of the Lord Jesus and to show him we love him by loving others and feeding them. Jesus said in the book of Revelation, he was concerned about the church. You know, we can say we love the Lord and we believe in the Lord Jesus and yet start going our own way. The Israelites did it, and we as Christians sometimes do it. And the Lord is calling us back to have that first love, to love him with all of our hearts.
Yes.
To
yes,
thank him
yes,
for that day of salvation when he revealed to us that he had paid the price for our sin on the cross.
Yes, amen.
And he wants us to have that first love again, to love him, not to go after the things of the world. The Israelites did it, and we can be guilty of it also. And this week, as we think about how Jesus was heading toward Jerusalem, he knew what his purpose was. He knew that he had to go to the cross to pay the price for the sin of the whole world in order to redeem us
yes,
back to himself. We are his creation, and out of his love for us, he came to pay the price for our sin. And as we think about him going to the cross and being willing to die for the joy that was set before him, we are his joy.
Yes.
Those of us that would believe and trust and surrender our hearts to him and say, Jesus, be Lord of my life. I need you every minute of every day. Apart from you, I have no good. But in you, Jesus, I know that I can have your righteousness. I can have eternal life. Thank you, Jesus, for loving me and paying the price for me. And thank you, Jesus, for leaving me here on the earth for this time to feed your sheep. Thank you, Lord. I want to love you and continue to love you and do what you've called me to do. Beloved, if you are a Christian, Jesus wants you to abide in him, because in him you will have the power and the authority and the love and the desire to go and feed his sheep. If you love him, if you truly love him, and you know, we can't love him until we see his love for us. He loved us so much that he came and gave his life for us, suffered on the cross for hours and took all of our sin, the sin of the whole world. We can't imagine what the weight of that was on him. And to be separated from his Father, saying, Father, where are you? Have you forsaken me? And then he died on the cross to pay the price. And he went to hell and he emptied it out. He showed those in hell that he was the one that had come to save them. Rejoice in the Lord always, because this is the day of his salvation. Each and every day is the day of his salvation. If we will just look to him, abide in him, love him with all of our hearts. He says this in the book of Revelation to the church at Ephesus. He says, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Oh, beloved, let us not leave our first love.
No.
Jesus loves us, and he wants us to stick close to him, to hold on to him, to be like glue stuck to him. He is our bridegroom. He is our soon coming king. Oh, how he loves us. He says, remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent. When we repent, you know that repentance is always there, the gift of repentance, to say, Jesus, I haven't been loving you with all my heart. I haven't been following you with my heart. I haven't been feeding your sheep, those around me, my husband, my wife, the people that you have sent me to, the people who come to me. Father, I repent. He says, if you repent and come back to your first love, do the first works. And then there's a warning, or else I will come unto you quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. Repentance is a wonderful gift. If the Holy Ghost is showing you, beloved, that you have gone from your first love, repent. Just ask Jesus to forgive you, and he will. The word says that if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus loves you, beloved, and may you restore that first love that you had in Jesus whenever you came to know him as your Savior and your Lord. I pray that this season, Easter season that we're coming up on, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, that you will renew that relationship with Jesus. Don't let the things of the world draw you away from him. Don't let the evil and the unrighteousness around you draw you away from him. Don't fear, don't worry. Just cling to Jesus. We win, beloved. Jesus wins. We are overcoming in our Savior. Keep on loving him with all your heart and love others. Here's a beautiful song that says, my Jesus, I love you. Let's sing it to him and tell him how much we love him and thank him for going to the cross for us.
My Jesus, I love
thee. I know thou art mine.
Oh, yes, amen.
For thee, all the follies of sin, I resign.
My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art thou. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, is now. I love thee because thou hast first loved me. And purchased my pardon on Calvary tree. I love thee for wearing the thorn on thy brow. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now.
I'll love thee in life. I'll love thee in death. And praise thee as long as thou givest me breath.
Jesus. in mansions of glory and endless delight. I'll ever adore thee in heaven so bright. I'll sing with the glittering crown on my brow. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. May the Lord bless and keep you. Let's remember this week, the week that Jesus went through so much because he loved us.
Amen.
So much.
Amen.
And you know, the Bible says, to whom much is forgiven,
much is required.
Much is required.
Amen.
What a week it was. You come into a place and they're just praising you. And then a few days later, they're screaming, "Crucify him!" Oh, we are surely fickle people, aren't we?
Yes.
Let's don't be fickle.
No.
Let's be steadfast in our love for the Son of the living God.
Amen.
Until Thursday. Pastor Nikki, you got something you want to say?
Yes. Thursday, let's celebrate communion with the Lord. So if you just get together some grape juice and cracker, and together we will remember what Jesus did for us, that he shed his blood to save us eternally. We love you, and we pray that you know the Lord, that you're following him with all your heart. He deserves all of us, doesn't he? Everything in us. And just remember that we're victorious in the Lord Jesus. Don't give up, beloved. We'll see you on Thursday. Bye for now.
Stop. Thank you.